Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. We must be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. God has amazing things in store for those who read, understand, and obey His Word. Thank you once again for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. Today, we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2. We've started a new book on today. 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2, and I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Let us go before the Lord, amen, with worship and with thanksgiving, giving Him glory and giving Him praise for this new day. Amen. I am here in the Pacific Northwest, and it is 5 a.m. in the morning, so this is the start of my day. Now, this might be midday for you, or it might be closer toward the night, but whatever time of day it is, we want to lift up our voices and give God glory because He is worthy. No matter what has been said to you, no matter what's been promised and not given, no matter what has happened in your entire life, God is worthy to be praised because He is the one that can change your circumstance. He is the one that can redirect your path. He is the one that can take what you call nothing and turn it into something so amazing and so phenomenal that it will blow your mind. He is the one that can change every circumstance and turn every person. He's the one who can move your enemies out of your way and cause your friends to see you in a new light. He's the one, hallelujah, that can heal you of all manner of sickness, disease, and affliction. He's the one that can do that. He's the one that will do that. He's the Lord that heals us on today. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of, unlike the one that we utter with our mouths and think we feel in our presence. This is a peace that's beyond the peace that we know, because He is the Prince of Peace. Glory to God in the highest on today. We give Him glory and we give Him praise. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we give glory. We give glory to You, O God. We give glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give glory to You, O God. We honor You, Lord, with everything we know how, even asking You, Lord, to help us to do it better and to do it more, to give You glory and give You honor. For You are worthy, Lord God. You are the one who enabled us to open our eyes on today. You are the one that causes our heart to beat and our lungs to press air throughout our bodies. You are the one that is in control of all things, oh God. We submit ourselves to You in Your presence, Lord, and we give glory to You. We bow humbly and we surrender ourselves unto You on today, Lord God, that You might move in the midst of us, Lord God, that You might make us what we ought to be on today. Surely we are who You say that we are, no matter what words have been spoken in our ears, Lord God, with haste, no matter what angry things that have been said in our presence. You have given us a purpose and a destiny, oh Lord God, and we are who You say that we are today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, strong and mighty, do battle for us on today. Oh Lord God, go forth in the midst of the atmosphere. Oh Lord God, and take up, Lord God, bring every demon by the neck, Lord God, and send them back to the pit of hell. Even right now, Lord God, of Jesus. Oh Lord, and make a path that is straight before us, Lord God. Shine Your light, the light of heaven, in our path, Lord God, that we might walk thereby. Oh God, give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding of Your word on today. Help us to see things that we were unable to see yesterday. But because Your spirit is moving on today, and because You are building, hallelujah, light upon line in our lives, we will be able to see something today that we did not see yesterday. We give You glory, oh God. Oh, God, we give you glory. Lord, I lift up right now, Lord God, every head that is down. Lord, you are the lifter of our heads. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I thank you because you're doing battle on our behalf even right now. You're mediating for us even right now. Our sins, purge us, oh God, from everything that is not like you and everything that would hinder our prayers and hinder us from knowing you, Lord God, in the fullness. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord God, submitting ourselves to you, surrendering to you the best. Your word tells us that you are a present in the time of trouble. Help, Lord, help. Lord God, we need you on today. We need you to help us. We need you to redirect us. We need you to heal us. We need you to deliver us. We need you to help us to move, Lord God, from glory to glory, from deliverance to deliverance, from healing to healing. Oh, God, from soundness to soundness, from wholesomeness to wholesomeness. We need you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we surrender, we surrender, we surrender, we surrender. Oh, Lord God, and if there's anything in our hands that we are clutching tightly and not letting go of, help us, Lord God, to let go of the unprofitable, ungodly, unclean things. Oh, God, that you might have your perfect work in each and every one of us. Bless, heal, and deliver on today. Now, Lord God, as we come before you and read your word, a blessing, Lord, for each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered, Lord God, to listen and to hear, to read and to obey. Move right now every obstacle and destroy every yoke. Open our minds and hearts to receive of your word on today. Lord, if there's anything that hinders, burn it up, Lord God, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, that it be ashes in our sight. Sweep it away, oh God, by the wind of your spirit. Even right now, illuminate your word before us, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And glory to God in the highest. Amen. I'm reading and you're hearing from 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing on today. Hallelujah. All knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blessed in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollo. Foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Many mighty, not many noble, are called, But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and those base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glorifies, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I have read, and you have heard from 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify his truth in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you. God, until next time, I hope that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.